Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there, and welcome to another night with me. I'm so glad that you are joining me here on Angel Coaches Radio. And I am your host, Whitney Ladd, and I have to apologize because I was unable to do my show last week. So I apologize to anybody who may have been trying to listen. I was unable to do the show. So tonight I wanted to talk about totally transforming your life and what that means, how it works, you know, why it's so important, and what your, how your beliefs and how everything just plays a whole part. Because so many times people focus on certain areas of their life and then they let other areas of their life slip, or maybe they're not what they need them to be. And so it really has to be a really good balance, because otherwise people start to get out of balance, and, you know, that's when they start to have issues and they're not really sure why. So so to start off, I wanted to mention, you know, your spiritual life. So everybody has, you know, different parts of their life that they section off into little pieces. Like, you have your spiritual life, you have your physical health, you have your friendship and your relationship, and you have, you know, you have all these different pieces. Like, you have your job and you have your home life, and, you know, if you're a parent, then, you know, you have that. And so there's so many different pieces that play a part, but most of the time people keep all of that very separate instead of integrating everything together. So I'm going to start with your spiritual connection, because your spiritual connection to, you know, God, source, whatever it is that you believe in, is really the key. It all starts there, because we are, of course, spiritual beings having a human existence. And so, you know, that's the real key, is starting with your spiritual connection. And really getting to know source, getting to know God, is really a discovery of getting to know yourself, because there's nothing more powerful than knowing who you are. And, you know, just think about it for a minute. Like, here's a really great exercise. So if you wanted to have a takeaway, this would be it. So what you can do is describe yourself, right? So who are you? So if you had to describe yourself, how would you describe yourself? If you, you know, a lot of times people would say, oh, well, you know, I do this for a living, or I have this type of a degree, or I'm so-and-so's spouse, or I'm so-and-so's parent, or, you know, and it really depends too on who you're talking to, as to how you describe yourself and who you are. But let's just say for a minute, you had to take all that away. So, you know, you, not to say that maybe you don't have a great education, or you don't have a wonderful job, or you don't have, you know, a wonderful family, and all those things that people use to describe themselves. But what I'm saying is, if you strip all that away, who are you? How do you describe yourself? Who do you believe yourself to be? What are your great qualities? What makes people want to be your friend? What makes people want to be around you? Who are you? And so you wouldn't describe yourself, you know, and some people relate, like, I'm a cancer survivor. So I could say, oh, you know, I'm a cancer survivor, and, you know, I do this for a living, and, you know, my, you know, I'm married, and, you know, all those things. So take all that away, and then who are you? And so I'm not going to tell you what my answer for that is, because then it kind of gives it away. And I don't want you to have something to go off of, because I really want you to, do some really deep self-discovery. And how would you answer that question? You know, if you didn't have a way to describe who you are using your relationships or your social status or, you know, your career or your education level. You know, who are you? So that's a good place to start. And that also helps you tap into what do you believe, because I've said several times, you are limited to what you believe, because, you know, Source is going to work within whatever you believe is possible. So if you believe miracles are possible, well, then yes, you could get a miracle. But if you don't believe that miracles are possible, then you're probably not going to get one. Now, that's not to say that they won't still happen, because they very well could. You're just more than likely not going to call it a miracle. You're going to try to find some other way to describe it because you don't believe in miracles. So that doesn't mean that they don't happen, because, of course, the divine is the divine. So it can happen. It's just life is so much easier if you look at it as anything is possible, and you find where all your limiting beliefs are, and you start to strip those away and, you know, get those out of your system, out of your energy field. It leaves you so much more open to receiving and being able to make more out of life. One thing that I had kind of a revelation on today, you know, so often spiritual circles, we believe that we are souls that are here, and our purpose for being here is to learn lessons. That's like the ultimate reason why we're here, right? So, you know, we have soul contracts, and, you know, we decide what lessons we're going to come here and learn and all that. So, but a really neat thought that came to me today is, what if that's not the case at all? What if we're not here to learn lessons? What if we're not really here to expand our soul? Like, what if you expanded outside of that? Because if you believe that you're here to learn lessons, well, then you're constantly going to be going through crap, right? Because you're going to have stuff that you have to learn. So you're always going to be going through something. And I'm not saying that there's not stuff that needs to be learned, because there is, and there's value in that, definitely. But what if we expanded the thought process just a little bit, and we started to think, we're just here to have fun and to have a great life and to experience a ton of different things and to help other people and to really make a difference in the lives of those around us and try to, you know, make a difference in the world. You know, what if that's a real purpose? What if the purpose isn't just to learn lessons? What if the purpose is just to have a great time and to see what you can do with your lifetime? What can you do? What can you create? What can you experience? And so it really shifts your energy if you really sit with that and make a note. So there's another great thing that you can, you know, journal in and dive deep on. There's a lot of goodies today so far coming up. But yeah, that's a great thing to sit on. Do you believe that we are here to learn lessons? And how does that feel? Does it just feel like, oh, okay, it's this one lesson after the other? Like, what? How does that feel energetically? How does that feel emotionally? And what does that feel like in your body? Like, for me, it feels kind of tense. Like, oh, I'm always having a lesson learned. That's fabulous, you know. Not that I don't want to learn my lessons, because I definitely do, but it just feels kind of tense. But when you open up and expand and you think, I'm here to have fun, and I'm here to have an awesome, awesome existence, and I'm here to make a difference, and I'm here just to see how great and how big of a life I can actually create. Like, that feels good. That feels expansive. That feels light. That feels happy. That makes me excited. That lights me up. It's just, it's a totally different energy. So just from one to the other, you can feel the energetic shift. And so if you can take all those beliefs that you currently are holding onto that feel that heaviness and start to shift them into a lighter way of thinking, and just kind of meditate on it. You know, think on it for a few days, journal on it for a few days. You don't have to rush the process, but you'll get lighter and lighter. And so by doing that, you're going to have a stronger connection, because you're going to be so much more open. And when you're open and you're lighter and you're vibrating at a higher energy level, you know, you're closer to Source and you're more open to receive. And so I definitely, of course, always recommend meditation. Like, it is so, so key to be able to just tap in, to get still, to listen, to be, and going along with the whole premise of you know, we're here to see how awesome of an existence that we can create. So what if you just sat with that in meditation and said, what can I do today that's going to make my existence amazing? You know, just that one simple question. And it could be something very simple as take a walk in the park. It could be something as simple as, you know, go buy some flowers, or pick some flowers, you know. It could be some, you know, call a friend that you haven't talked to in a long time. It could be anything. It could be anything like that. But it's going to make your existence awesome. So if you started your day off in meditation and then asked, what can I do today to make my existence awesome? And just see what comes up. Like, just try it. It's not going to hurt to try it, right? So you might really be surprised. You might love it. You might make it a part of your daily habits. And that's just one small thing that you can do to start to shift and totally transform your entire life. Because when you start to open up like that, you know, great things just keep pouring in and things just get better and better and better. Another great thing about meditation, of course, is it helps open you up to your spiritual gifts, because everybody has them. I've talked before a little bit about the different ones, you know, clairaudient, clairvoyant, clairsentient. So there's tons of different ones. So it's just figuring out which one works for you, because I promise you, everybody has something. You have something. You have some way of knowing, whether it's you have a feeling inside your body, you have an emotion that comes up, you see things, you sense things, you know things, you hear things. So there's a ton of different ways, and the meditation is going to help you get still and really tap into that so that you really, really know. And then you can start to expand on that gift. So it's a really amazing thing. And so then you can go through your day and through your life just following the guidance, listening to that, you know, asking questions and seeing what kind of a response you get and how it goes. So it takes practice. You know, you're not going to be great at something right off the bat. So, yeah. You know, you could be following your intuition and get it wrong a couple of times. It's to be expected. You know, you're not going to go play golf, because Lord knows I tried to play golf I had one or two good swings and the rest maybe not so much. So, again, it takes practice. It takes time. However, I can tell you that visualizing and staying calm apparently it's a huge key for me anyways when I'm playing golf. So if I can just visualize where I want the ball to go and just remain calm, take a few deep breaths, and then take the swing, that normally goes so much better than when I start to get frustrated and I'm just, you know, swinging at it. It doesn't get so well. But, you know, just so everybody knows, I've really only ever played golf once. It was fun, but you know, I did notice that when I would visualize and be still and be calm and just not care, you know, have that detachment, which is so important, things went better. So, and I think that's a general lesson for life. And although detachment is extremely hard to do, I'm not going to lie, it's kind of hard. Okay, so then the next thing I want to move into is balance. So how do you create the balance in your life? Well, you know, like I said, there's so many different parts of our lives that we segregate and we don't really integrate everything together. And so bringing more of your spiritual life into your daily life, into your physical existence, by doing the meditation, asking the questions, following through on the guidance, you know, practicing and working on your spiritual gift, that's just going to automatically bring more of your spiritual life into your reality, because you're going to be a little more focused on it. But at the same time, you can incorporate that into everything. So when you're interacting with people, you know, you can ask, what's really going on with this person? You can start to detach and not take things so personal. You can ask, is this about me or is this about something that they're going through? Is this about me or is this an insecurity that they have? You know, and you start to learn to have compassion for people, and that can completely transform your relationships. And so when your energy shifts in relationships, because you learn to find that patience and that compassion through practice, of course, they start to shift because they feel that energetic change within you, and they react accordingly. It's quite amazing, really, to see how your relationships can completely change. You know, you can go from a marriage where you fight all the time and you're unhappy and, you know, you're just at your wits end, you don't know what to do. You can completely change that to having a blissful, happy marriage where you enjoy spending time together and you enjoy, you know, just being together and having normal conversations or not so normal conversations, because I think a lot of conversations are so negative anymore, or turn into arguments. So, you know, abnormal conversations. You can have really deep, meaningful conversations and have real deep, meaningful connections. So that is a possibility. And you can use this with anything. You can use that to heal family relationships. You can use it for healing friendships. You can use it for, you know, your marriage. You can use it for your relationship with your kids. You know, there's so many ways that incorporating your spirituality into your physical existence can have such a huge part and bring in, you know, all the pieces. So you know, you can improve your relationships, of course, but you can also improve yourself and you can improve your physical existence. So you should, of course, I'm sorry to shit on you because we really shouldn't shit on people, but the best thing that you can do for your body is to take care of it, of course, and to eat good food, eat clean food, to exercise and move your body every day. And that, you know, that's just a given, but so many people have a really hard time doing it or just getting started because they start to get so overwhelmed. And so again, bringing the spirituality into it and holding yourself accountable and responsible for your life in general, but really every part of your life, really starts to shift things. And so, you know, it's almost like you're breaking your spiritual contract when you're not doing stuff that's good for your body. And you know that you of course don't want to put yourself in a shame and guilt situation, because we're definitely not blaming anybody or yourself, because that doesn't feel good. Those energies just don't feel good. They're so low and they drag you down so far. So it's not like to make you feel guilty if you decide to eat a cookie, or, you know, to dig into the ice cream. Like, stay away from the guilt, you know, but really ask yourself, is this for my highest good? You know, just ask. And if you can already feel the guilt and the shame starting to build up just from the thought of going for it, that's yourself trying to say, please stop. You know, just don't. Because you're not going to feel good afterwards. You're going to beat yourself up and your body is going to feel miserable because it doesn't want the junk in it. So, you know, bringing, again, the spiritual side into even what you eat every day and how you move your body every day by just, again, holding yourself accountable, being responsible for your own life can alter your physical existence. You can change your body and make it healthier just from, you know, asking those things. Does this feel good? Is this what I want? Sometimes the answer is yes. Sometimes you just really want that cookie and it feels good to go eat that cookie. And so when you're in the energetic place that it feels good to eat the cookie and you're happy and you're finding joy from it, for whatever reason, it's not just because, like, you're just really enjoying it. Again, that has a totally different energy than the guilt and the shame energy from eating it because you're beating yourself up. So there's an energetic difference. So you can have those moments where you can still enjoy, you know, the things that you want. It's just, if you're already, you know, again, that's where the tapping into your spiritual self, meditating, tapping into your spiritual gifts, you know, learning how to listen to your spiritual gifts, your higher self, your guides, your angels, source, God, goddess, Jesus, Buddha, whatever you want to call it, whoever you talk to, whatever you believe. Start listening, and I promise you, you'll feel entirely better. You're going to start to feel better. You have to, because you're going to be doing and making better choices for yourself. And so, you know, right there, then you start to improve your physical self. You improve your relationships. You become happier because, you know, if you're working on those limiting beliefs and trying to figure out ways to expand, you know, find out, how does this belief feel in my body? Can it be more expansive? And finding a thought that maybe feels more expansive, even if it's totally off the wall. It might be way out in left field, like a totally weird belief. But if it feels freer and it feels lighter in your body, there might be some truth there than whatever you're holding on to. So, you know, then you kind of have a total transformation because it starts to pull everything together. you know, you have those underlying currents throughout your entire life, and you start to heal yourself because you can start to find compassion, you know, like I said, for other people, but also for yourself. And so you have to have compassion for yourself, because if you don't forgive yourself and you don't find compassion for yourself, you can get physically sick from it. And I wholeheartedly believe that, you know, that holding on to stuff makes you physically sick because you're not releasing the energy from your body. So you have to forgive yourself. So again, if you choose to eat the cookie, even though your body and your mind is screaming, no, don't do it. If you choose to do it anyway, don't, because you're just going to stay lower down and you're just going to want to eat more cookies because, well, I've already done it now. I might as well keep going, right? So that's kind of the attitude a lot of people have. And so that is not healing. That's the complete opposite of healing. So just don't beat yourself up, you know. Let it go. Do it the one time, let it go. And don't use this as an excuse every time. You know, what do you really want? What do you really want in life? Do you want to have a fuller, more expansive, more awesome existence or not? You know, it's totally up to you. There's some great books that have been out recently, that have come out recently about, you know, the biggest regrets of the dying. And, you know, for some people, things like that have an impact. For others, it doesn't. They don't care. But for some people, it does. It does have an impact to hear that people wish they would have listened more to, you know, themselves. And they wish they would have gone for their dreams. And they wish they would have taken the chances, because now that they're out of time, you know, they really wish they had, because what did they do with their life? You know, were they happy? Were they even happy? Sometimes it's not about, you know, being big and grand, like we don't have to all be Oprah, right? So it's not necessarily about living quite as large as that or having quite as big of an impact as that, but, you know, how happy are you? Are you enjoying life, or are you going through one lesson after the other and always facing one obstacle after the other because you believe that you're here to learn all these lessons, right? So just living a life that's happy, that feels free, that's, you know, it's fulfilling for you, whatever that means to you. That's big. That's huge. That's living a magnificent life. Just being able to be happy every day. I think a large majority of people aren't happy every day. They have fear. They have worry. They have doubts. They have, you know, how am I going to pay the bill next quarter? You know, how am I going to do this, that, or the other thing? Like, they have such a lack of faith. And don't get me wrong, I think even people who are very spiritual have their days where they have, you know, a lack in faith. It happens. We're all human. So, I mean, nobody's perfect. So, but you just have to be able to pick yourself up and bring it back in and, you know, get back to your happy place, get back to you, get back to where you feel good, where you have faith, where you know that you are supported and provided for. And again, it is possible. It is possible to be happy the majority of your life. It is possible to be, to have a day where you're just happy all day long for no reason, no reason at all. You're just in a good mood and you're just happy. I think if you were to ask many of the people that know me, you know, if ask them who I am, they'd probably tell you, oh, that's the really happy girl. She's always happy and she's always nice to everybody and she gets along with everyone. Like, that's probably how people would describe me, because, you know, I do start my day with my spiritual practices. I start my day with my meditation and my journaling and, you know, asking, what do I need to do today? And starting my day with my gratitude. And it's so important to me. And I have off days just like everybody else. And most of the time, the off days start really off because I don't end up doing my spiritual rituals in the morning. And yeah, the whole day is kind of off. So I have to try to do things throughout the day to make up for it, to get back to me, to get back to my normal vibrational self. You know, everybody's energy. We're all made up of energy. And so you have a norm. You have a place that you typically vibrate. You have a place that you are day in and day out. So is it a high place or is it a low place or somewhere in between? And where do you want it to be? That's the biggest thing. Where do you want it to be? And what are you willing to do to make it happen? That's the thing too is, you know, are you willing to make happen what you want? So, but all in all, if you really start to put all that stuff together and you start to really allow and open up to the divine coming in and working through you, you can have, do, be, and achieve the things that you want. It's entirely possible. I believe it's entirely possible. Maybe you don't. Maybe you have some doubts coming up. That would definitely be something to journal on. Why? You know, if you don't believe it's possible, why? Is it because somebody told you it's not possible? Is it because, you know, all your examples say it's not possible, you know, for you to have everything you want, you know, for life to be easy, for you to always be happy? Did somebody say that that's not possible for you and you believed it? You know, did your parents or your siblings or your example in life tell you that, you know, it doesn't work that way? And how do they know? Did somebody tell them? So are you buying something secondhand? Are you believing a belief secondhand because somebody else said, you know, it doesn't work that way? So, you know, where do these beliefs come from and why are they there and how do they make you feel mostly? How do they make you feel? Do you really want to continue to believe that life has to be hard? Do you want to continue to believe that, you know, you're all alone in this world and that there's not somebody that cares about you or there's not a source that's willing to help you? You know, it's just looking at all those things and making a choice. And making a choice every day to do something different. And again, that's where the asking every day, what can I do today to a magnificent life, to have an awesome life? What can I do today to have an awesome existence? Just asking that question every day, I'm telling you, it can start to make such a huge shift. It shifts your thinking. It shifts your perceptions. It shifts your thinking. And it can just completely open things up, you know, so that you can start to let go of some of the beliefs that are holding you stuck and holding you back and just don't really make you feel very good. And so, you know, doing the one small thing every day and asking that question, waiting for the response or following, you know, your gut reaction on that response, that's the one thing that you can do every day. You know, maybe you're willing to at least do that. And if you're willing to at least do that, it's going to be a start. It'll open the door and so much more will come in. So, you know, good things can happen. Good things, you know, are definitely there. They're available. You know, you can have it. So what do you believe? What do you want to believe? So anyway, I'm going to do a quick little bit of a promo here. So I, of course, I'm an angel coach. So I coach on all the stuff that I've mentioned today. So, you know, you can find me at my website. And that is WhitneyLadd.com, WhitneyLadd.com. It's still slightly under construction, but you can definitely contact me and you can reach me there and you can find out some of what I'm offering and we can work together because if you're feeling stuck, I want to help you. If you feel like, you know, you want to learn to meditate or you want to learn more about, you know, your spiritual gifts, or you want to learn more about how you can start to change your life every day. You want to learn how to, you know, physically change your life, how to get more fit or, you know, how to heal your relationships, how to just be happy again, you know, just how to raise your vibration and start to feel better. About life in general. If you have goals that you want to work on and you need some help getting there, you're not really sure what your next step is, you know, I am an intuitive and spiritual coach. So if your intuition's not quite on par where you want it to be yet, you know, use mine. It's fine. That's what I'm here for. I also do oracle card readings along with the intuition, so that's an option. And I've had very many satisfied people through that. So, you know, definitely check it out. I would love to work with you. I would love to hear from you. There's a way that you can contact me with that, so do that too. And yeah, I would love to hear from you. You can also find me on Facebook, facebook.com/WhitneyLadd. You can also find out how to join the Facebook group through there. And yeah, so good things coming down the pike. So be on the lookout for that. And I hope that you all have a very great and blessed week. Don't forget, do your one good thing a day. All right.